Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Americans evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan have arrived at bases in California and in Texas.
When you come back to the United States, importantly, they're still subjected to a 14-day quarantine.
Coronavirus concern grows after passengers leave another cruise ship and one tests positive.
Leaders in New York and Newark are promising to protect their immigrant populations as the Trump administration sends in more ICE agents. I'm Steve Burns in Newark.
A Peekskill police officer under arrest, accused of sexually abusing a woman multiple times while he was on duty. I'm Sean Adams in Peekskill.
Nancy Pelosi is explaining her ripping up of the president's State of the Union speech.
So I thought, well, let's get attention on the fact that what he said here today was not true.
Larry Holmes says he's getting back into the ring, and we're going to ask him if he's serious.
I'm not going to try to kill him, and I hope he don't try to kill me.
We'll dip into the news radio archives for this day's milestone and check out the presidential ride that hit the track of the Daytona 500.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
It's Monday morning, but it's a long weekend for a lot of people. February 17th. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm Paul Murnane. Good morning. And we begin with a story our newsroom is watching this morning.
Americans evacuated from a cruise ship docked in Japan are now back home on U.S. soil. They departed their cruise ship in quarantine in Yokohama on 14 buses to start their journey home. Some will stay at a military base in Texas, others in California, where Deborah Alfaroni reports.
U.S. citizens aboard the Diamond Princess touched down in Northern California overnight, bound for Travis Air Force Base. The cruise ship is the site of the largest coronavirus outbreak outside of China. It's been docked in Tokyo's harbor since February 5th, with all on board under a quarantine order.
Here we go.
Its American passengers were offered a way out.
The bus will take you to the airplane. The airplane takes you to the United States, and then you get your passport.
Woo-hoo.
All good with
okay.
that?
Okay.
14 of the more than 300 American evacuees were diagnosed with coronavirus and placed in segregated areas of the aircraft that was used to bring them back to the U.S. And an American passenger allowed to leave a cruise ship that was allowed to dock in Cambodia has tested positive for the virus in Malaysia now. More than 1,000 passengers from the Westerdam are heading home, and that is sparking new worries about efforts to try and contain the bug.
Meantime, China is reporting new infections, about 2,000 more of them, and more deaths, 105 over the past day. The Chinese Communist Party says it may postpone its annual Congress, its biggest political meeting of the year, because of coronavirus.
There is anger in the voices of some big city mayors on word that ICE agents are coming to sanctuary cities. WCBS reporter Steve Burns is in Newark this morning. Steve, what will these immigration officers be up to?
Well, Paul, these officers are actually coming up from the southern border into these so-called sanctuary cities to find and arrest people that they suspect of being in the country illegally, that have been accused of a crime. In these sanctuary cities like New York, like Newark, local law enforcement most of the time declines to honor detainer requests from ICE, and they won't hold someone in jail solely because of their immigration status. So now, according to the New York Times, these ICE special forces, they're essentially the SWAT teams of ICE, are being sent into these cities to essentially make their presence known, possibly make some arrests.
And what are we hearing from the cities involved?
Yeah, they are not happy, Wayne. Mayor de Blasio all weekend tweeted out criticisms of the Trump administration. He says this is an abuse of office, that the president is doing this to try to pander to his base in an election year. The mayor also sent out advisories and resources for immigrants, telling them what rights they have. Here in Newark, Mayor Roz Baraka is also chiming in, saying it provokes fear and incites hatred and undermines efforts to build community trust. That's kind of the foundation of these sanctuary city policies. Advocates say immigrants would otherwise stay in the shadows and not report crimes if they fear that they could be held because of their immigration status.
Steve Burns live on the story in Newark this morning. Thanks. Monday, President's Day. Need to know weather. Let's see how it's going out there. Our meteorologist Craig Allen is here.
Pretty quiet once again for today, and temperatures will be at or slightly above normal. So what does that mean? 40s, mid-40s to around 50 degrees, and there's no precipitation today. There is rain in the forecast for tomorrow. We'll talk about that.
Thanks, Craig. The markets, by the way, will be closed today because this is the President's Day holiday.
A police officer in the New York suburbs is facing charges that could land him in jail for years. Let's get the details on the story from Peekskill. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has a report.
Well, he allegedly used the power of his badge for something evil. Peekskill Police Officer Michael Agovino, 33, is under arrest, accused of sexual abuse, stalking, and burglary. According to a criminal complaint, Agovino met a woman during an investigation. He allegedly threatened to arrest her if she didn't give in to his advances. He allegedly made her strip and then groped her. The officers accused of abusing this woman multiple times over a six-month period, and he did so while on duty and in uniform. She allegedly made a secret audio recording of an encounter January 22nd. Peekskill's mayor has issued a statement saying this makes him sick. It's an embarrassment. Reporting live in Peekskill, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 80.
Thank you, Sean. And it was one of the most anticipated fights of the 1980s. And Larry Holmes says he is serious about stepping back into the ring against Jerry Cooney. Their 1982 battle in Vegas went for 13 rounds before Cooney's trainer threw in the towel. Holmes retained his title. He and Cooney remain friends to this day. Fast forward now to 2020, and Holmes confirms all the talk, all the conversations. He says they're underway about a rematch of sorts.
It's going to be an exhibition boxing match with Jerry and I, and we're not going to try to kill each other, I hope.
I know it's not polite to ask people their age, but what kind of numbers are we talking about for you and Jerry right now?
Well, my number is like 26. Oh, I wish it was. We can make it a real go out of it. I'm 70, and I'm in pretty decent shape, and I can go a couple rounds, and that's all it's going to be. And we're not going to go out there and try to kill each other. We're going to go out there to box.
Racial overtones in the coverage of their 1982 fight troubles Holmes to this day. There was never a racial part to it, he tells us. Their upcoming event may not attract the same attention, but it's a chance, Holmes says, to have a little fun with his friend Jerry Cooney after all these years.
I did tell you my story about Larry Holmes, didn't I?
I think so.
When I defeated him?
Oh, when was that?
1982, playing Pac-Man. Yes.
It's the only way you could beat him.
He had a club out in Easton, Pennsylvania, and we had an event there, and I referred to him as Mr. Holmes, of course. It's the Morning Roundup. Listen to us on the go on your phone. Subscribe whenever you can. Get your podcasts and search WCBS Morning News Roundup.
And what you didn't notice about the president's ride at Daytona yesterday, that's coming up after Craig's full forecast.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
Got to watch a moon rise a few hours ago. We'll be seeing the sunrise soon. Here's Craig Allen in the Weather Center.
Yes, we will. And it'll turn out to be a delightful day around here, too, with the temperatures that will be running above average once again. Sunrise today is 6:48, so a little more than half an hour away. Temperature this afternoon, mid-40s to near 50. Increasing clouds for tonight, 35 in the city, 26 to 32 for the suburbs. That's not all that cold for this time of year. Tomorrow, warm enough so that it's mostly rain for all areas. Maybe the far northern suburbs could see a little mixing at the start if it gets in here early enough. Otherwise, occasional rain developing tomorrow, high 45 to 50. Moves on out during Tuesday night. Mixed clouds and sun for Wednesday. It does get cooler, 40 to 45 degrees. Right now in the city, we have 39, humidity 59%, and a northwest wind at 8.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
And did you see the beast on the track ahead of the Daytona 500? You would never know that the presidential limo, which is nicknamed the beast, is really a superstar car. NBC News has reported the president's ride can spew smoke screens and tear gas while leaving an oil slick behind it to spin out any presidential pursuers. It has 8-inch thick walls, 5-inch thick windows, the doors as heavy as those you'd find in a Boeing jet, they say. The 20,000-pound caddy is loaded with bags of the president's blood type, too. It seats 7. It cost $1.5 million to build when it came out in 2018. And there it was on the track at Daytona before the rain came down.
Zooming around at a very slow speed. It was with the pace car just plotting along, you know, on the racetrack there at Daytona. Nancy Pelosi's talking about her State of the Union move, tearing up her copy of the president's speech. Speaking on CNN, and this will air today, she defended her decision, saying it was a reaction, not a planned stunt.
It wasn't a planned thing, but it was one of my disappointments is the fact that with all that we have done legislatively, whether it's equal pay for equal work, raising the minimum wage, gun violence protection, issues that relate to our children, the list goes on. And it seems that if you want to get press, you have to get attention. So I thought, well, let's get attention on the fact that what he said here today was not true.
Nancy Pelosi says as she read aloud, or along rather, during the speech, she realized that almost every page had something that was objectionable. She criticized Republicans for not, in her words, having the courage to vote guilty in impeachment, except for Mitt Romney. She said, God bless him. Critics called Pelosi's paper-shredding moment unprecedented for a Speaker of the House, possibly illegal.
It's a Monday morning, and it's time for Need to Know Sports here on WCBS. Marco Belletti's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Anthony Davis knocked down a free throw, gave Team LeBron a 157-155 victory over Team Giannis NBA All-Star game. Kawhi Leonard poured in 30. He earned MVP honors, first to win the award after it was renamed after Kobe Bryant. Team Giannis honoring Kobe by wearing his number 24. Team LeBron, they all wore number 2 in honor of his daughter, Gianna. Meanwhile, the Astros cheating scandal still on everyone's mind. Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke about how he came to the punishment they doled out. He took umbrage with the idea he wasn't harsh enough, filling the court of public opinion much bigger than people realize.
They will live with questions about what went on in 2017 and 2018 for the rest of their lives. And frankly, it's rare that for any offense, you have a punishment that you will live with for the rest of your life.
Hockey, the Bruins handle the Rangers 3-1. That ends the Blue Shirts' 4-game win streak. Devils outlast the Blue Jackets 4-3 in a shootout thanks to 52 saves from Mackenzie Blackwood. Jersey also traded Andy Green to the Islanders for David Quinville and a second-round pick, along with shipping Blake Coleman to the Lightning for a first-rounder and a prospect. And Daytona 500 postponed due to rain. They'll finish up the race later today. With sports first at 12:42 past every hour, I'm Marco Belletti.
Yeah, so much from my Daytona 500 party. We just sat there staring at the wall for hours on end.
And then waited for the rain to end.
Yep. Sponsored by Mako. Say goodbye to those annoying parking lot scratches with the paint repair at Mako. It's as easy as book quote fix. Go to Mako.com for more info. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
More news, fewer commercials. You're listening to the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. Got three things to know on a Monday morning.
The mayors of New York and Newark are among those speaking out as ICE agents are being sent to sanctuary cities. The feds want to arrest the undocumented being held in local jails. Mayor de Blasio says President Trump is abusing his office again.
Number two, China is placing cash under quarantine now. Some bills in areas hard hit in the country by the coronavirus will be destroyed, according to a report in the South China Morning Post. More than $1 billion in currency has been removed in one province alone, and the quarantine cash is being treated with ultraviolet light.
Third thing to know, tears from Elton John. Cheers of support from a crowd in New Zealand. An emotional rocket man left the stage during the weekend performance and later announced he had been diagnosed with walking pneumonia. A CBS News report said that he had been playing 15 songs out of the 25-tune playlist and then, while he was playing Daniel, had to end early. Media reports in New Zealand say that concertgoers will not be getting refunds. Elton John, who's 72, is resting, and for now, his other shows in Auckland this week are still on.
Up now, our trip into the news archives, 88 seconds in sound, for this date, February 17th.
The 17th of February brings bad memories for the Long Island Railroad. 1995, Colin Ferguson found guilty of pulling a 9mm pistol on the Long Island Railroad, murdering 6 passengers, wounding 19.
Colin Ferguson looked at me for 1 second and then moved on, and he whatever reason, he didn't fire at me.
Colin Ferguson was slowly losing his mind, taking 5 showers a day. Neighbors heard him chant all night long, "All the black people are killing all the white people." He said he waited to start his killings until he was beyond the New York City limits, out of respect for Mayor Dinkins. He insisted on defending himself and questioning his own victims on the stand. He's now locked up upstate, serving a 315-year sentence. He showed no remorse. Also on this date, also on the Long Island Railroad, 31 people died. Two trains collided head-on in Rockville Center in 1950. February 17th is also a day for new beginnings. 2014.
This is the first Tonight Show broadcast from New York in over 40 years. I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I'll be your host for now.
And it was a new beginning on New York morning radio in 1986.
92.3 K-Rock. And I believe I'm starting to get the station on track.
Are you?
We'll change the attitude around here.
Howard Stern changed every rule in morning radio.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Live on air. The radio.com app. And delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.